The town of Norwich has been trying to get an affordable housing project off the ground for more than a decade. There will be a special vote on Election Day to see if the town wants to keep trying to encourage the development, as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman explains.
Norwich set up an affordable housing fund about 10 years ago, and the town put aside $45,000 to support whatever developer comes along with a viable plan. Jeff Lubell is a member of the Norwich Affordable Housing Committee.
We are a town that I think really would like to see housing that's affordable to low and moderate income households.
When the Affordable Housing Fund was set up, the town put a sunset provision on it. And if the money wasn't used before 2018, it was supposed to go back into the general fund. So the town will hold a vote on November 6th to see if there's still support for the idea. Lubell says in anticipation of the upcoming vote, the Affordable Housing Committee has been holding forums and trying to gather support for the future development.
We want to make sure we're sending the right signals. We want to be encouraging of development. I think the $45,000 fund is as much as anything, it's a signal that Norwich wants affordable housing. We have some money available. It's not a ton of money, but it is something. And it's a concrete manifestation of, I think, the desire of the town to see more affordable housing.
Lubell says Norwich faces some hurdles, though. Land is expensive, for one, and there are no public sewer lines, so any developer will have to sink a lot of money into a wastewater system. Andrew Winter is director of Twin Pines Housing, the Upper Valley's housing development nonprofit. Winter says the Upper Valley is one of the region's tightest housing markets. Property rates are high, vacancy rates are low, and it's a tight job market, so a lot of people are looking. Winter agrees that $45,000 won't add much to a $5 or $6 million project, but he says a positive vote on November 6th is important.
There are roles that every local community plays in supporting applications for affordable housing, and those applications are made stronger when there is a local commitment of dollars. And, you know, a town like Norwich, if they commit dollars, that can help leverage up other dollars at the state level to help support an affordable housing project. So every piece of the puzzle helps.
And Winter says making sure local zoning regs are friendly towards development also sets the stage for whenever an affordable housing project is proposed. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Norwich.